Yeah.
Curfew's not for a while yet, yep. So.
Next week is the week you should be concerned about with that level two game on Halloween night.
Oh, yeah. So are we wearing costumes next week? Or,
No, Dylan has. All right, so first and 10 at the 27-yard line of Case. As we close in on a minute to go, throws it in the flat, complete, up to the 40. And gets it to midfield and gets thrown out of bounds. It complete to Farr.
Gotta say, I'm a bit surprised we didn't see a flag come out there.
Me too. WRJN in Racine and WZTI in Greenfield.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I think what might have saved the Bradford player there is when he swung Farr around. Farr stayed on his feet. Farr goes to the ground there. I bet that yellow hanky comes out.
Yep. All right, LePerry in the gun. Got wideouts to the right and the left. Hands it off to Eccles. Gets outside to the 40. And to about the 37-yard line goes Eccles.
Some great patience there. That play started to the right, and there was nothing there, and he just kind of cut back to his left off of one of his blockers and picked up 12 yards.
So clock continues. Clock continues to run with 30 seconds to go. Down to 20. He's taking his time. He's got wideouts to the right and left. And what do we have?
Timeout, Case.
A timeout with 14 seconds to go.
Surprised they just didn't let that one go to the quarter, because under 40 seconds, you don't have to snap it. That's the play clock. So a little bit of surprising timeout there, but must have really wanted to get this play in.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't catch the clock when the previous play ended. I imagine it was close to 40 seconds.
Yeah.
But
just want to let our listeners know again that we will have a level two game for you next week. We believe we'll be at Pritchard Park. And it'll be the St. Catharines Angels, if that holds. I know their score is going to hold, but I mean, as far as Lutheran and St. Catharines on where they're going to play. Dan seems to think they want to keep the familiarity. So St. Catharines would stay at Pritchard Park.
So if I can here, I'm going to give a shout-out to my Uncle Mark down in Holden, Missouri, who's listening to us via stream.
Oh, all right.
Thanks, Uncle Mark, for tuning in tonight.
Yes. So, yeah, St. Catharines will play the winner of that Edgerton-Lake Mills game that Dan says could be a stumbling block for the Angels. All right, LePerry hands it off. And Bradford. And that should be the end of our third quarter, and it is. That's the end of our third quarter with our score, Case 21, Bradford 6. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football Playoffs on DG Sports.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
High school playoff football right here on DG Sports.
All right, we'll start our fourth quarter. 12 minutes to go in regulation, 21-6. Case trying to advance to that level two game to play Muskego. I'm sure we can, all three of us can say it will be Muskego. And that will be at Muskegon for that level two game. And again, anyone other than St. Catharines or Racine Lutheran, barring any upsets of our local teams that win, they'll be on the road next week. All right, LaPerry in the gun. Wideouts right and left. Handed it off. And trying to get to that marker, but short of it. I think it was Echols again. Couldn't tell. So third and short here. He's got wideouts to his left. LaPerry does. Hands it off, and he gets a first down down to the 20, down to the 15 and 10, and he scores. Touchdown for Echols.
28 yards.
To make it 27-6 as we just start our fourth quarter.
That's a great response from Case there after that pick six, because Branford gets a stop there and that momentum keeps creeping towards the Red Devils. That puts a stop to it right there.
So Gonzalez to try to convert this extra point here. To make it 28-6. High snap, but he gets it down. Kick is up.
It's blocked by Pratt.
It's blocked.
Pratt coming off the edge there.
Yep. So it remains 27-6. With 11:44 to go. In our fourth quarter.
Dick, Union Grove moving on to level two with a 15-10 win over Waukesha West.
All right.
There you go. Getting rid of some of those classic eight demons right there.
Yeah.
So last year they would be able to do that with Waukesha West, though. I think they move on to a different league next year.
So, yeah, Union Grove will play the winner of Nicolet and Holman next week. I'm sure they're rooting for Nicolet to win, but Dan can shed light on that. I would think Holman is a pretty...
Dick, we do have a score update on that one. Nicolet took it 23-13 over Holman.
I had a suspicion about that one because, with the exception of Homestead, Nicolet was in every game they played this year.
Well, that means then Union Grove gets the game.
Yeah, they do.
They get another home game.
Getting a home game.
Yep.
A three seed, never mind.
Yeah, a three seed.
Too many numbers involved.
It was a short kick by Gonzalez. So the Red Devils will start at about the 41-yard line.
Yeah, that saves Union Grove about a three-hour drive to La Crosse. So.
Yep.
Yeah, that Nicolet team, though, they're very athletic quarterback and a very talented receiving core. They got a couple of...
Well, the Broncos have lived on the edge many times in games, so next week's game would not surprise me if they don't come out with a win. All right, Rosales in the gun. Low snap, goes back to pass, throws.
Ooh. It's caught by... Is that Pratt? It looks like Pratt.
Pratt again,
they're
leading.
He caught it.
Their leading receiver. As the clock starts to roll down, 11:30 and counting.
Yeah, and kind of getting back to that Nicolet Holman score a little bit. Holman was the champions of the Mississippi Valley, which is the league that, like, Reedsburg and all them come out of. It's a good conference, but it profiles more as a D3 conference.
Okay.
And they're playing up in D2, so that's why I figure Nicolay might have a chance against them.
Gonzalez to throw, throws it out here. Complete. The receiver had to wait for it. Yeah. I think he's a little short, though, and that was Walton. Walton on the reception. So to bring up third and a long one.
Dick, Waterford may be a sinking ship, but they're not going down lightly. It's 42-24.
Okay.
With 6 minutes to go, they're not giving up over there.
All right. We're down to 10:30 to play here in our fourth quarter. Rosales back to pass. He rolls out. Throws it. I think he threw it out of bounds.
Yeah. It was third and one there.
Yeah.
Maybe he could have kept it and got it himself, but I'm sure they'll be going for this here.
Yeah, got to.
Guys, we have a score update from Amici Field. Lancers took down Palmyra Eagle 55-6, made easy work of them, and they're moving on to level two again at Amici Field next Friday night.
Well, that's my Division 7 pick to win, state. So our friends at WLIP in Kenosha, I'm sure they're going to ride them as far as they can. Pete and his crew. So congratulations to the Lancers and Matt Rizzo, by the way, a class coach, class kid. Know his father very well. Rosales back to pass. Now they're after him. He's got to get out of there. Now just throws it. Incomplete again.
Yep. That was Camarion Williams and Isaiah Ewing on the pressure there. And it flushed Rosales, and with Warren Barron down on him, he just got rid of it in the direction of Walton. But
so with 10:07 to go in regulation, the Eagles will take over, and they'll want to run some clock here now, I would think.
Yeah, here, just don't do anything too silly.
Right.
Keep the ball, milk that clock. I mean, all the pressure's on Bradford right now to make something happen, so.
All right, Lapierre in the gun, wide outs to the right and the left. Let's see what he does. Yeah, he hands it off.
Looks like Morrell Jackson on the carry.
Yep. That'll keep that clock going as they go under 10 minutes to go in regulation. 27-6, Case with the lead.
I know you asked me earlier about if I saw any upsets coming, and I mentioned number 8 Whitefish Bay against number 1 New Berlin West.
Well, right.
We have a final from New Berlin West, and it was the Blue Dukes of Whitefish Bay with a 7-3 victory.
Wow, okay. Good call by Dan.
And also, we need to point out there that that's a 7 seed and an 8 seed from the North Shore winning tonight. So.
Oh, okay.
So that league, it's got some strength, and
all right, there's the handoff from LaPerry.
Jackson again on the carry.
Back to the original line of scrimmage here. It'll be 3rd and 10.
Yep.
As we tick down towards 9 minutes.
Yes, we do. We go under 9.
Dick, we have another number 1 seed on upset alert as Wanakee and Chippewa Falls are going to 21 in overtime.
Okay. I think Wanakee was one of my picks to get to one of the final four.
Well, that makes two of us.
Yep. Okay.
My bracket's already potentially in shambles.
Yep. All right. LaPerry back to pass. Throws. He's got. I think he caught it and then fumbled.
They're calling it.
It should be a no catch.
They're calling it incomplete. I think.
All right. Okay.
Our favorite phrase, he didn't complete the process of the catch.
Exactly. So that stops the clock with 8:28 to go in regulation.
Sanders
And it brings up fourth down. So far back to punt this one away. So we think. I would think he would.
Interesting to note here that the Whitefish Bay official account is reporting a score of 31-7.
And you reported it as what again?
7-3, but I was going off a post from my message board. So.
Okay.
In any case, it appears Whitefish Bay won, so.
Yep. So let's see what Farr does with this punt. There's the punt. And Bradford's going to let it just stop rolling. Leave it alone. So they'll go to work with 8:16 to go in regulation, but it does appear that the Case Eagles will move on to play number one seed Muskego.
Well, we still got 8 minutes to go here.
Yes, we do. All right, Rosales brings them out. Got wideouts right and left, and he's going to throw. Ooh, knocked down, almost picked. Stop the clock with 8:13 to go. Again, we're getting close. 3-4 minutes. Yet, and then we'll have to pick our DG Sports player of the game.
Over at Horlick, there's 9 minutes to play, and the Racine Lutheran Crusaders look like they're going to be moving on as they lead Milwaukee Academy of Science 30-8.
Okay. So congratulations to Jeff Krause and his crew and players. Thrown. And Walton wasn't even looking when the ball was thrown.
Yeah, it's too straight behind him.
Yep. So it brings up 3rd and 10 with 8:10 to go.
Dick, Badger gets to that running clock here in level one. It's 42-7. Badgers have their twos and threes in as they go for a touchdown on that drive.
So they don't. They did not disappoint us.
Yeah, and that last touchdown was apparently also scored by O'Grady.
Oh,
Tim O'Grady.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, there's more in the pipeline.
Yep. All right, Rosales will bring him out. 3rd and 10. 8:10 to go in regulation. Got wideouts right and left. Back to pass. All throws. Incomplete again. So to bring up fourth down.
That's 5 straight incompletions now, yeah, for Rosales.
So it stops the clock with 8:05 to go, and Centelli will come in to punt. I guess the Red Devils don't want to make it any worse than it is if they were not to convert it on fourth down. So they'll punt it away.
Looks like we have a final from New Berlin Eisenhower. Burlington 26, New Berlin Eisenhower 14.
Okay, so Burlington moves on, but they'll be on the road, barring an upset. There's the punt. Liggins drops it and then falls on it. All right, so we're under 8 to play now. 7:58 to go.
Dick, so far we got all but one team moving on. And that would be Waterford. Burlington wins. Union Grove takes care of business.
So Burlington will play the winner of Wausau East and Mount Horeb Barneville, which I would think would be Mount Horeb, Dan.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, it's impressive, Dick. Teams we cover, just all
That's
they do
good.
Is win, man.
Good. Well, again, though, out of the five, three of them will be on the road. But hey, you never know. Never know what's going to happen. LaPerry in the gun. He's got wideouts right and left, but hands off, which is smart. Stay in bounds, which he will, as they try to gang tackle him.
That was Anthony Liggins.
Yep.
16 yards, it looks like.
Well, three of the six technically are home games because you got Union Grove.
Oh, yes.
And the two Racine schools.
You're right. I forgot about Union Grove. Yep. So.
Case and Burlington would be our two.
Yeah. All right. Well, Perry hands off, even though he had those wideouts. So Liggins once again, that clock will go under seven now, I would think, before they'll snap it.
Yeah, if you're Coach Graham at this point, you want to take as much time off the
Absolutely.
Clock between each play. Just Absolutely. Let it tick away.
Yep. And he's doing that. And we are. We're under seven to play now. Wideouts right and left. Hands it off again. And it's Liggins. Down to 6:45 to go. And they'll knock some more clock off now. Well, you guys ready to vote?
I got my vote.
Okay, who do you have?
Michael Farr.
Okay. Dan?
Yeah, I'll go with Michael Farr, too. I mean, the thing with Case is they're so balanced, but he's had two of the bigger plays tonight in this game, so.
Okay, you got it then. Two for Michael Farr. So.
What say you, Dick Graceffa?
Oh, you don't really want to know. I can tell you, but you don't want to know because I don't know if you could get them all. I was going to say the Case defense.
So, yeah, here we had Case tried to throw a little screen. It got tipped. Liggins managed to secure it and then picked up 3 yards before going out of bounds.
Okay.
That would be a appropriate vote, Dick. My nod goes to Michael Forrest. He was the one that ran back that very long blocked field goal attempt to start our game here tonight.
Yep, that's fine. I'm okay with it. If I wanted to overrule both of you, I would.
But. You're the judge, jury, and executioner here on DG Sports.
Yep. So 6:05 to go. So Michael Farr will be our player of the game. And Chris can't run down there and tell him before we award it to him. He's the statistician, the longtime statistician for Case. He joins us every time we do one of Case's games. He's in the booth with us as LaPar in the gun. Hands it off again, which they want to do, but stay in bounds.
Looks like it's a little short.
Yep. But it was Liggins again, I believe, on the carry. And they
that was Morrell Jackson that time.
Was it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a turnover on downs, it looks like.
Heck, that's why they stopped the clock. Okay. All right, and Dan's going to control for you, Dylan. He knows. Knows what to do. I'll take it the other way. All right, Rosales is still in there. They haven't changed at all. Wide outs to the right and the left with 5:55 to go. Back to pass. He's got a pass now. Throws. Ooh. Tried to go over the middle. And nothing doing. So it stops the clock with 5:52 to go. And again, reminder, we'll have a level two game for you next week from Pritchard Park. Check Facebook and X. Probably by Sunday night we'll have it up. We'll know who we're doing. So Rosales brings him out. Now gets flushed out of there, and they get him.
He lost the ball, and Case has got it.
And Case got the ball from Rosales.
Kamarion Williams coming out of there with it.
So 5:45 to go. So they'll just want to eat the clock up here. And again, Dylan will make his way down. He's got time yet to get down there. Because both teams, they huddle up first before they, and we're okay with that. Allow that player to come over and give us an interview. So as Dylan mentioned, congratulations, five of our six are moving on to level two ball games. Now LaPerry rolled out, then dunked it, still has it. So he was going to throw it, but held, tucked it back under. And he goes out of bounds to stop the clock again, the one thing you don't want to do. .537 to go.
Yeah, the final for that Waterford game was Reedsburg 49, Waterford 25.
Ooh, okay. So they're the one that will not be moving on. LaPerry in the gun. Hands it off again up the middle, and he's going to score. Touchdown. Touchdown for Liggins. Liggins with the score to make it 34-6.
15 yards on that touchdown run.
So is that... Yep. Is that the one we pull out if it starts? Okay. All right, there's the kick. This time we'll wait. It is good. So at 5:32 to go, it's Case 34, Bradford 6. So again, Case will move on to play a level two game at Muskegon next Friday night, Halloween night, by the way. But they'll be at Muskegon, the number one seed. So they'll enjoy this one tonight, and then they got to get ready for a very, very tough opponent. So 5:32 to go in this ball game. So Kenosha Bradford's going to end their season at 8-3.
It's a good year for the Red Devils. They've consistently found a way to make the playoffs, but it always seemed like they were getting in with a 3-4 conference record and the last team in. Stepped it up a little bit this year, and there's quite a few of these kids that names we've been mentioning tonight who are going to be back and
yep,
playing in the future. A lot of sophomores and juniors and that are contributing this year.
As Case will improve to 8-2 overall. So Gonzalez to kick off. There's the kick. Short kick. And almost a bleeding again for the Bradford Red Devils, but I think they fell on it. Almost gave it back to Case right away.
Yeah, those short kicks have been giving Bradford trouble a bit here today. Obviously, you got to think that's by design.
Yep. So 5:28 to go. As Dylan's making his way down there now, Dan and I will take you home with this game. Rosales in the gun, wide outs right and left, throws in the flat.
Incomplete.
Incomplete. I think he wanted to run with it before he had it.
Yeah, it was like Tony Jones Fisher was the intended receiver. Okay. And he was coming on that little kind of like bubble screen slant setup they had there, and yeah, he kind of tried to turn, I think, before he had the ball, and he went down and lost the ball.
All right, Rosales brings them out with 5:25 to go. This time handed it off. And not much there.
I believe that was number 24, Joel Lowry on the carry.
Yep.
5'6", 150 senior.
Yep.
So it looks like Bradford's getting some guys in that haven't seen the field much today.
Okay. Yep. So we're under five to play now. We'll check out and see if we still have Rosales at quarterback.
Yeah, he's still out there.
Yeah, he's still out there.
Might just be Lowry. And
yeah.
He is a senior, so they might, get him
nice
a chance
then.
To play here
yeah.
at the end.
Rosales with wide outs to the right and the left in the gun. Back to pass. It's going to air down here.
Oh, nice catch.
He's
he
caught
in
it, but is he in?
Looks like they're calling him out of bounds.
Yep.
Didn't get a signal there.
That was Pratt. Yeah, we
Unless
did.
It came from the trail official. Yeah. My vision was blocked on him. But.
So that would have been Pratt with that remarkable catch with 4:31 to go in regulation. But again, Case is going to move on. Winning 34-6 here.
Yeah, all in all, pretty impressive showing from Case, since
mm-hmm.
they were sweating it out against these
right.
Red Devils last week.
Yep.
They obviously made some corrections and have just really just completely shut down Bradford's offense today.
Yeah, and Coach Graham told us before the game he wants his players to have fun. They play the best when they're having fun. All right, Rosales still with the ball, and they sacked him.
There's a couple Eagles there, but it looked like Preston Perez, who's a sophomore defensive lineman, is the one who snuck in there and got to Rosales first.
So it brings up fourth down, I believe. Or no.
No, that was
no.
That was four, so that was a turnover on downs.
Yeah. So the Eagles will take over now. Let's see if they made up. Yep. Looks like Jason Jefferson's going to run the show the rest of the way for the Eagles. So Jason in there at quarterback. And he'll just probably just hand off here. So gets that clock going as we're going to close in on under four to play here. 34-6. Case moving on to play Muskego, who won handily tonight. As we're under four to play now.
Yep, just keep running it.
Right.
Stay in bounds and let's
Yep. get this one done with.
Keep that clock rolling.
So Jefferson will bring him out. He's got wideouts right and left, but he's handing off.
That was Gage Carlino getting the ball.
Yep, so some new players in there for Case, too. So we're going to go under three here before Case snaps it again.
Yeah, so I guess looking forward to what Case has in front of him next week with Muskego. They're going to have to play perfect almost on both sides of the ball. I think their defense is up to the task. It's you got to stay disciplined against the Muskego wing tee, but you know, if their defense can do that, then their offense has got to also find points against a very, very good Muskego defense. A tall task, but I'm sure one that it's a challenge that Coach Graham and his Eagles are welcoming.
All right, they picked up the first down, but they chopped in the clock right away to get it going as Jefferson comes to the sideline to get the play. And we're down to 2:20 to go. Again, if you're just joining us, if you left us for a little while, our DG Sports player of the game tonight is Michael Farr. Wide receiver, defensive back for Case. He started the fireworks for them with that return on that block punt for a touchdown. Now we're under 2 minutes to play as Jefferson hands it off. But they're going to knock him out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock with 1:54 to go.
Guessing Carlino's a little fired up to get the ball here, and he's trying to make something happen, but in the process of it, he went out of bounds and stopped the clock. Although they're just rolling it, so he might have went out of bounds, pushed out backwards there.
Yeah, Carlino's the one he's been carrying the ball. I don't know if they pushed him out of bounds or not because he started the clock back up.
I think they might have called his forward progress stopped, and he got driven out of bounds backwards, so they might have just wound it.
So 1:15 to go.
Or they just really want to get out of here.
Yeah. As we close in on a minute to go, Jefferson will hand it off again. They're trying maybe to score again.
A nice 5-yard run with a...
Yep. I don't know. They may have to snap it one more time. But you can just take a knee now.
Yeah, it's third down and... Yep, it'll go under 40 seconds, so this will be the last play.
Right. This will be interesting to see if, I would think, I don't know, you would just take a knee. I mean.
I'm going to take this time to thank all the administrators. Might hear, they're just kind of looking to the sideline.
Yeah. Right now, it's 34-6.
Yeah, it looks like he's going into the victory formation here.
And that's the smart thing to do.
That'll do it.
Well, that's our ball game. The final score, it's Case 34, Kenosha Bradford 6. Kenosha Bradford ends their season at 7-3. Case improves to 8-2 and has a date with Muskego next Friday night. At Muskego. So we'll just go through again here real quickly. Our six local teams and what they did tonight. So Case, with their win, advances to play Muskego next Friday night. Union Grove, they were victorious tonight. They'll play the winner of Nicolay and Holman, or do we know Nicolay won?
Yeah, it's confirmed that Nicolay won, so.
Yeah, so that game will be at Union Grove. Burlington defeated New Berlin Eisenhower, so they'll play the winner of Wausau East, and I'm assuming it'll be Mount Horeb-Barneveld that they'll play. Waterford was the only local team to lose. They were defeated by Reedsburg tonight. So their season is over. St. Catharines won handily over St. Francis. They'll meet the winner of Edgerton and Lake Mills. We believe that game will be played at Pritchard Park. That will be the game we'll call. We'll finalize that by Sunday evening. Milwaukee Academy of Science was defeated by Racine Lutheran. Racine Lutheran will play the winner of New Glarus and Clinton. So those are the five teams still playing next week in Level 2. So I'll turn it over to Dan now. He's probably got a few stats to run through before we turn it down to Dylan.
Yeah, I was just in the process of totaling these up here.
Okay.
So I got a few funds for Case. I mean, that's who we really care about, right?
Yes, yes.
So, at Braden Lipari finishing with 189 yards on 15 completions and 29 attempts, two touchdowns, and two INTs. Leading rusher was Malachi Eccles, 14 carries, 91 yards, and a score. Well, Anthony Liggins added eight rushes for 54 yards and a touchdown. Liggins also had four receptions out of the backfield for 41 yards. And then we had Michael Farr at six catches for 82 yards and a score. And then obviously Zach DeBaker had the one catch for 38 yards and a touchdown in the first half.
All right. So let's just run down our sponsors one more time for tonight until Dylan gets our player of the game. Once again, we want to thank Ling's on Lathrop, Sitco and Convenience Store in Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Gordy Boucher Lincoln in West Allis, Financial Service Group in Racine, Rocky Rococo on Highway 20, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford, Habish Habish and Rotier, Frank DeQuisto of Keller Williams Thrive Caledonia, and Racine Lutheran High School. And to our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Tim Owens, the Trophy Shop on Highway 20, Mike Paczynski, Jason Troitler, Casey Robbins, Jason Atanasoff, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, the Waterford Basketball, and Johnson Park Golf Course. So again, thank you to all of our sponsors and patrons. We could not do this without them. So we appreciate that. So now we're just waiting for Dylan to get Michael Farr. And then we'll turn it over to him. As again, he's our DG Sports player of the game tonight, yeah. Michael Farr.
And then just I did a quick total on Bradford here. And the story really is just how much they cracked down on Bradford's offense, particularly in the second half. But, you know, for most of the game, I had Gahari Barnes finish with zero total yards rushing. And in the second half, Norberto Rosales was just 4 of 16 for 23 yards passing.
All right, we're just waiting for Dylan now because the Case Eagles have broken up. And he's tucked in there somewhere.
The problem is everyone is wearing black clothes, so I'm trying to figure out where he is. All right, there he's got. He's got Farr pulled off outside now.
Thanks, Dick. We're down here on this blistery cold Friday night with our DG Sports Player of the Game, Michael Farr. Impressive performance here tonight. You were able to return that giant kickoff, or blocked extra point, I should say. Incredible touchdown reception, too. Just a great game defensively, offensively. What was on the game plan here tonight for you guys?
Really, like, just playing them last week and then coming in this week just to fix the mistakes that we did last week. Yeah, we had a couple mistakes this week, but we went into halftime, you know, everybody thinking, okay, offense threw a little pick, we going down. Man, I picked everybody up just hoping they won't give up on me. We came out here and did what we had to do second half. So, you know, that all just came with everybody playing for the brother next to them.
And you guys came out of half here with a different sort of mentality, a different attitude, I'd say, in the first half. What was kind of going on at halftime? Was there any speeches? You know, you don't need to tell us everything, but just a little bit about what the mentality was going into the second half.
I'll just say, like, you know, when we played Case football second half, you know, when we went into halftime, I'm like, who out here having fun? Because, like, when we having fun and being ourselves and everybody playing for the brother next to them, that's Case football for you. Like, so we came out here, they took that in and did that second half, and you see what happened.
Obviously, you guys are going to play the Big Giant next week in Muskego, a game that a lot of people are going to have their eyes on, us specifically. Talk a little bit about what the practice is going to be like all week and, you know, going into that big matchup.
Going into it, it's a lot of people that's going to doubt us for sure. But, you know, we scrimmaged them before the season even started. You know, we went at it, you know. It was a good little scrimmage, you know, that prepared us for this season. But, you know, practice, it might be cold, but, you know, we're going to get after it, keep that same energy that we've been having for the past couple weeks, that this little win streak that we've been going on, and hopefully we can keep this going.
Perfect. Well, that was Michael Farr, our DG Sports Player of the Game. Back to you guys in the booth.
All right, Dylan, thank you for that. Well, that's going to turn the page on this broadcast from Case High School. My thanks to Joel Arbinger, AD at Case, for accommodating us and all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be October 31st, when we will have a Level 2 game for you. The teams and location to be determined. We believe it will be Pritchard Park, and it will probably be St. Catharines. Next up for Case, it'll be that Level 2 game versus Muskego at Muskego. Kickoff for that game will be at 7 p.m. So for Dylan, Dan, Trisha, and Daryl, this is Dick Rassefa saying you've been listening to high school playoff football streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on October 31st for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports covering all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it's good news from Hammes Field. It was Case 34, Kenosha Bradford 6. Kenosha Bradford ends their season at 7-3. Case improves to 8-2 and has a meeting with Muskego next Friday night. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
You want something fresh. How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Billing Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Billing Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
And it's you. WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Pentagon says it's sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the waters off Latin America, dramatically increasing the number of service members and ships dedicated to the Trump administration's campaign to counter drug traffickers. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Putting a carrier into that neighborhood, that area of responsibility, with a against the stated mission, which is drug interdiction, is absolutely unheard of. Aside from unprecedented, I can't remember the last time a carrier was in that region for any good reason other than transporting in or out of it.
The federal government shut down 24 days ago, and many federal workers are feeling the effects. WTOP's Lynn Bowie.
Today should have been payday, but instead this federal worker received nothing. We agreed to alter their voice and not use their name.
I'm seeing all of this gold in the White House, and I'm hearing about money being sent to other countries, and I just don't understand why it doesn't feel like America first.
They've been with their federal agency for over three decades.
I give my all as a federal employee.
But right now, they say they're not getting enough support. And with two adult children living at home, things are tight. Lynn Bowie for CBS News Washington.
A shortage of air traffic controllers is causing longer than normal flight delays tonight for travelers out of Phoenix Sky Harbor and San Diego International Airports. The FAA put the two airports into a ground delay program, slowing their air traffic. President Trump heads to Malaysia tonight in the first stop of his three-nation Asia trip.
While there, he'll meet with Malaysia's prime minister in Kuala Lumpur and attend the ASEAN Summit, which stands for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The president attends the summit at a time when he's trying to exert pressure against China through the use of trade tariffs. Trump will get to meet with China's President Xi in person in South Korea, where he will attend the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit after stopping first in Japan.
The Trump administration is proposing to auction off offshore oil drilling leases across new portions of the U.S. coast, including New England, the Carolinas, and California, as soon as 2026. That according to internal Department of Interior draft documents viewed by CBS News. New York Attorney General Letitia James pleads not guilty to bank fraud in federal court and says afterwards,
"There's no fear today. No fear. No fear."
James' trial is set for January 26th. Two workers have died after a large crane collapsed at a waterfront renovation project in Everett, Massachusetts today. Everett's mayor says a crane cable snapped. Police Chief Paul Strong.
They're going to have to bring in another crane company, most likely to lift the crane up and get it onto another barge and then take it out to be investigated and to look at.
The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Donnie Wahlberg returns to television in the new show, Boston Blue.